What's up, everybody? Welcome back to my podcast. This is your girl, Robbie Simone, blasting loud and through your speakers. I'm your host, Robbie Simone, and welcome to Robbie's World. So, if you're new here, just go ahead and click that subscribe button. You know you want to. I mean, probably not now because I'm, like, super congested and I just sound like a walking malfunction. But I'm telling you, it's worth it. And it's not like I'm one of those annoying podcasters who post every day. Like, I barely post. Shout out to me! Look, let's just talk about that. I'm sorry about it. did y'all hear that? It was like I was like about to say something, but it didn't fully come out, and I tried to play it off and like say the sentence. It was just a bad time just a few seconds ago. Don't replay it. I'm begging you, do not replay it. If you didn't hear it, your ears just got lucky. You got blessed, okay? Nonetheless, as you can hear, I'm super congested. That's mainly the reason why I haven't been on my podcast and stuff. I've like been in and out of congestion and like being motivated and not motivated. So there's that. Also, it's hard to find topics to really talk about and like go deep into detail, because I used to podcast or shoot and then like have a topic to talk about and like not want to stop. I crave that feeling when I shoot. Now it's just like I literally will like search for a topic, and half the topics that I talk about I've already like posted or like shot a video, and I don't want to like keep repeating myself, but I know that it shouldn't really matter because some of you only listen to the podcast or only watch my videos. So it is what it is. I've just learned to like just let it go like Elsa. So where should we start? As you can tell by the title, this is not a normal podcast. This is Robbie is ranting. And this is just because like I've been in the house lately. Well, honestly, I've been okay, so this week and like half of last week I've been in the house a lot, but before that me and my sister were like going out pretty much every day. She's been my rock lately, because I really haven't been motivated to do anything, but she'll ask me to do something and it's like a big push to get out the house, like get out of bed. So I really, really appreciate her for that. I don't think she knows that she's doing that. I think she's kind of like, just do this with me, and I don't do much with her, so I'm not going to tell her no. Like, my siblings are so spoiled. Like, I just bought my sister pizza the other day. Like, a whole extra large pizza. For what? When she has the job? We don't know. Like, spoiled or what? So, I've had a few changes in my life. My great-grandmother died. My brother moved out. So, I can definitely shoot more podcasts. That was one of my biggest concerns, though. Like, I'm very, very sad that he left. And I wish that he hadn't left. But one of my biggest concerns was, like, he can hear me talking, and he knows that nobody's in here, so he's like, okay, this bitch is crazy, like, she's talking to herself type situation. So now I'm more free, so I'll probably be shooting, like, a lot more. Like, my goal, is to shoot 2 times a week, and then once I get a big audience, I'll probably slow it on down. But for now, I'm going to try to shoot anytime something's on my mind. So you might get some short ones, some long ones, but you'll definitely know because they'll say regular episode or bonus episode. Well, if you look at my other episodes, they're all bonus episodes because I didn't know what I wanted my niche to be. But my niche is me. Like, this is my world and I just talk about anything. And if you're interested, you're interested. And if you're not, you're not, you know. I wanted to be like a self-help, personal growth. But I feel like I talk about that even within my little rants about absolutely everything. So, like, this is it. Like, this is my niche. This is my, this is me. This is the real, this is exactly who I'm supposed to be. I know that's not the words and how the tempo goes, but, like, go with the flow. Don't be a party pooper. Like, don't rain on my parade. So, as you guys can tell by the title, I want to talk about some YouTubers, because that's what I'm getting into. Like, I'm starting to really buckle down and learn about YouTube. I've been doing a lot of research, because from the looks of it, like, I've always wanted to be a social media influencer, because they're more discreet, and some people, and it's gonna sound bad, like, some people don't like them. It's like a love it. Like, some people either love them or hate them. Like, it's just like, they're not doing anything, or they're on social media, da, da, da. But they're not, like, it's like, right below a celebrity, but not really a celebrity. You know what I mean? Like, some people will know you and some people won't. Like, I don't know. It's hard to explain what's in my cranium right now, but I feel like a social media influencer is the perfect job for me. As of right now, it's going well for me. I'm not completely up there. Speaking of that, let's talk about that. First of all, remember last podcast I was talking about my goal of 10K? Why am I not at 10K yet? It is July. It is July, and it's past July 4th. I'm not going to tell y'all when I'm shooting this, but it's past July 4th. Why haven't I got 10K yet? Okay, I know why. I haven't really been posting that much, and I haven't really been getting on live that much. But it's just because, like, my hours of operation are just weird and very inconsistent. But nonetheless, like, my TikTok gets lit at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm trying to get on a good schedule here. Like, come on. Give me a break. Giving very much I want to be lazy vibes. Yes, I know. But it is what it is. Like, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. Okay, so in my last YouTube video, sorry, I'm like all over the place. My last YouTube video, you guys saw that my vent like came out of the wall, and it's a ceiling vent. Okay, so I got my dad to finally fix it because my room has been brick cold. Tell me why. Literally the next day. And I don't even think it's been like a full, I don't even think it was a full 24 hours. One side is hanging. In my next YouTube video, I definitely show it. But it's just like, dang, like, can I be happy? Can I live? Like, nothing is happening in my favor lately. Like, I can't do it. But yeah, I've also been focusing on my Poshmark. I'm definitely supposed to be talking about YouTubers, and I'm just like, but yeah, buy my Poshmark. Please, 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 if you need clothes, hit me up. No, first go to my Poshmark, see if there's anything that you like. If the prices are entirely too high, I am willing to negotiate. I cannot fit them, so I'm trying to get rid of them. I'm not going to Uptown Cheapskate or none of that stuff. I mean, I might go there this week, and whatever doesn't sell, you know, I'll relist it or whatever, but, like, go to my Poshmark, see if there's something that you like as soon as you hear this, and if you find something that you like, please shoot me a DM. I will send it to you. If you don't have a Poshmark account, I cannot help you because I don't trust anything out of the Poshmark app unless you cash at me ahead of time, and if you're not willing to do that, it's like a trust battle, you know what I mean? So Poshmark gives me that guarantee I'll get my money back if somebody, you know, doesn't do their part. But don't hit me up if you don't have a Poshmark account. But if you do want something and you do have a Poshmark account or are willing to create one, hit me up. I'll even lower the price if you found me from the podcast, or, you know, I don't even care. Just hit me up and let me get rid of these clothes, because I'm 124 pounds and I was 140 like to almost 150 pounds before when I was like buying these clothes. So look, it's just a bad time. Yeah. Ew. I'm literally cringing because I know that sounded bad. I just had the microphone on, and normally like I actually like go back and like listen. I'm not even gonna go back and listen to this. I'm literally just gonna add my sponsor and post this because everybody's been asking for a podcast and just loves when I chitter chatter. So it is what it is. But anyways, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, my Poshmark, I just really need to get rid of these clothes because it's like I have no use for them and they're entirely too big for me. Like, the pants, my high-waisted pants, I can put them on my boob and they just fall straight down. You know what I mean? Like, you guys get what are you picturing that vibe? Because it's a bad time. And like I said, I will negotiate prices, moral of the story. But back to the YouTuber situation. So I've been watching a lot of YouTubers. My favorite YouTuber of all time is Emma Chamberlain. She's relatable. She's not fake. She's very unique. And she probably has fear that she doesn't tell anybody, but like, she has no fear. She just gets on the internet, no makeup, raw, unfiltered. I love everything about that. It's very inspiring. And she's way younger than me, truth be told. Like, I'm 25 years young, going on 26. Jesus, that sounds so bad to say. Going on 26, and she makes me feel like a adult baby. Like, she got her whole life together and has so much going for her. But she's very, very much inspiring. She has inspired me to create my own planner. She has inspired me to really get into the social media gang and just be, you know, unfiltered and unedited. So shout out to you, Emma. I know you'll never hear this, but like, you doing a damn thing. Also, I've been watching David Dobrik. Is that how you say it? No, not Dobrik. David Dobrik, which is Liza's ex. And the only reason I found him is through Liza. I used to watch Liza all the time. I don't really watch her anymore, but I'll watch things that she's featured in, like movies and Netflix series and stuff like that. But her YouTube channel, I don't really watch it anymore. I probably would if I like clicked on her video. I'd probably get in a little loophole, but I haven't in a while. Nonetheless, I've been watching David Dobrik's stuff, and a lot of, like, you know, the YouTube channels that pop up right after it, just so I don't have to click on my remote. Like, just so I don't reach for, wait a minute, just so I don't have to reach for my remote, I just let it play. So it'll be like best moment of David Dobrik's blogs 2019, 2018, 2017. Like, I just go and watch those at night. It puts me to sleep. Well, that sounds bad, but like, I actually watch some of them that are funny, and then I like fall asleep to them. I mean, obviously I eventually turn the TV off, but sometimes I don't. Shh, don't tell nobody. But also, I've been watching Lauren and Steph. It's an LGBT couple, well, an L couple, lesbian couple. They are so beautiful, both of them individually, together. They're having a little baby, and it's so cute. I'm so excited to see what the baby looks like. I'm so excited to find out the experience, like, find out more about them. It's just a good time. I don't know, I just love that for them. But I've also been watching Sway and Jay. Like, Sway and Jay is what I'm watching, like at the moment. Like, they're the series I'm watching. But Lauren and Steph, I just recently got into, because I was watching Laura and Michaela, and they stopped posting, like, for, like, a little tiny second, and then now they're posting like crazy. But Laura and Michaela, y'all. Laura and Michaela. Let's just have a really deep talk about that real quick. Because, like, what is actually going on there? Where do I even start? Okay, so for starters, I don't like how people comment. And I know this is none of my business, but Uncle Papa 2 says it anyway. When you put your business out there, it's for everybody to know and everybody to comment on, honestly. You know what I mean? Same with me. If I'm doing something or saying something, it'll, even with my opinion now, it's free will to say, oh, she's absolutely wrong, or that's stupid, or whatever. You know what I mean? I just ignore it, personally me. But anyway, I just don't like how in the comment section, Lara's getting like the most hate. Like, Michaela definitely gets hate too, but like, why is Lara getting the most hate? I don't understand how this girl will clearly tells us in every video. Her literal words was, I am fucked off. And excuse my French, but that's what she said. She said she doesn't know what she wants. She's still trying to figure things out. Now, Nutella, Gnarly, I can't say her name, so I'm going to call her Nutella. And it's not to be funny or anything. I mean, I guess that's hard to kind of say when Nutella is not. Look, it's just easier to pronounce, and I don't know what else to call you. I mean, to call her. I'm saying it like I'm talking to her. Sorry, I make these podcasts very, very much intimate. I like to make it feel like we are on the phone. But anyway, what was I saying again? Oh yeah, that's what I was saying. Lara tells everybody that she doesn't know what she wants, XYZ, how she feels. Both N and M, which is Michaela, they both choose to stick around. That's their choice. Basically, they're fighting for a girl that doesn't know what she wants. That's up to them. That has nothing to do with Lara. Lara is still trying. If you really peep or pay attention or really watch or really, or just be an adult for 5 seconds, you can really tell that Lara's about her money and just like living life. Like, she's just like, going through the motions, honestly. It looks like she's just going through the motions, and she has goals, and that's what she's trying to achieve. AKA YouTube, shooting videos. B, she's going to the gym because that weight was something that she was focused on. It's just like she's making money and focusing on, I guess right now, physical self-growth. I don't know what she's doing as far as mentally, because obviously I'm not in her life, but you know what I mean? Like, those are the things that she is doing. And y'all are still bashing her. Like, she didn't say, hey, Michaela, stick around. She didn't say, hey, Gnarly, Nutella, stick around. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get why she's getting the most hate. Michaela gets hate too, but her hate is more along the lines of like, you're dumb, you're stupid. And why are you calling a girl dumb and stupid? I mean, granted, personally for me, this is because of personal experience and me being literally Michaela in a situation. I think Shorty should move on, or not necessarily move on in a way that's like, get rid of you, but like, always be there for Lara. I think you should carry Lara how she carries you. I don't think you should get a boyfriend and girlfriend if you don't want to, which is what she's doing. But I do think you put her on this super high pedestal when you're not getting the energy matched. You know what I mean? Like, Lara is out there doing OnlyFans, which is her choice. That's her life. And respect the money game. But if you want to go out and have fun, if you want to go out and kiss somebody, and it's all for shits and giggles and fun, then do that. Like, be you, have fun, stop focusing so much on Lara. Don't spend all of your time with Lara. Don't focus on what she's doing, how she's doing it. And, like, I mean, that's just personally for me, because I've been through that situation, and that shit hurts. Like, no matter what anybody says, no matter how hard you try, if you're constantly looking at something, it becomes a habit. Once it's a habit, you gonna have to do it, and then once they move the wrong way, that shit hurts, period. Like, I can't get into it enough. But also, with that being said, Michaela's gonna do what the hell she wants to do. If she don't want to move on, and she wants to stick by her side and really be a rider 10 toes deep in that way, let her, but don't call her stupid and dumb. Like, she clearly said Lara's her first body, she clearly said Lara's her first real love, that's why she was dogging people before. Like, she's never had a love or an experience like this. She hasn't, this is her first real, probably, heartbreak, so you can't tell somebody how to heal. And that's what bothers me the most about the whole Nutella and the Gnarly, and sorry, I keep calling her Nutella, Gnarly and Michaela situation. Gnarly cannot tell Michaela how to heal. She can give her advice politely without being an asshole, but she can't tell Michaela how to heal. And Michaela does not have to be like such a nasty person, but like, that's just me, you know, being the mediator and whatnot. I really see all sides of the spectrum, to be honest. But as far as like Gnarly goes, that's how you say your name, right? Gnarly. As far as like Gnarly goes, I don't know. I don't love her, and I don't hate her. I think she's a very toxic human being, but I also think that behind the screen, she's probably a really decent human being, because she looks like she's just like super chill. Like, if you don't fuck with her or bother her or mess up her mood, you know what I mean? Like, she may be a bitch, but I feel like you kind of give a reason, because like, when I was watching the videos before, it was more so like, I think Lara made them meet up or whatever, and Michaela was being an asshole first, because Nutella was sitting in the front seat minding her business and not saying anything. She was just really confused as to why in the hell Michaela was in the back seat, and Michaela started there, and then after that, things just kept escalating. But now Nutella be jumping on cars and speaking Spanish, like half the audience can't fucking understand, and it just became way too much. But I mean, respect to her, because she's still doing it no matter what the comment section says. But like I said, I don't have any opinion as far as she goes, because she got her own thing going, and she, just like Michaela, wants Lara, Nutella, Gnarly, I cannot say her name, so I don't want to keep saying Gnarly, like, Gnarly, dude, but, like, Noelle? Noelle? I don't know how to say that girl's name. I'm not gonna lie. I'm just gonna call her N. N is trying to get her woman. But forcing somebody to be with you when they constantly pull pranks like this. And then the thing is, Laura hinted in one of the videos that Noelle, I keep calling her Noelle, that, and she was like, she told Michaela, she was like, I keep doing these pranks to Nutella because, you know, freaking, wait, what did she say? How did she say it? She said, I keep doing these pranks because that's how I feel, that's how I move. Like, I don't know, she said something like that because, and this was with the girlfriend video with Michaela. Michaela pretended to have a girlfriend, and she was like, is there something that you have to tell me? And she was, I guess they were, like, going back and forth. You know what? You figure it out. If you know, if you understand what I'm saying and know what I'm talking about, you know. If you don't, I'm just going to say moral of the story. Laura's dropping hints left and right that she still loves Michaela, or at least that's how she makes it in the screen. But she knows that she can't treat her the way she needs, that Laura can't treat Michaela the way she needs to be treated. So she needs to get herself together first. But I think she really needs time alone. Like, I don't, and this is going to sound kind of mean, but like, she doesn't need to be around anybody. Like, she needs to take maybe a year off, six months off, and do her own thing. Even Boogie, like, granted that's her family or whatever, but she just needs to, like, do her own thing, be in solitude, think about herself, wake up every morning at 6 o'clock, go to the gym, journal, like, no distraction, and do what she needs to do. I don't know. I think she just needs to move by her lonesome, because I feel like everybody's forcing her to go one way or the other way. Shout out to you, Laura, because I wouldn't be able to do it. I would have lost my mind. But yeah, that's what I've been doing lately, watching YouTube and focusing on my Poshmark. I've also got some new paint markers. I wish I could show you guys. I'll probably put it in my next YouTube video. I'm selling them if you want. They're only $1, literally. And it's only two of them, because I was just testing out the paint markers, but it's still a full portrait, and I don't want to just throw it away, but I don't want them. So if you're interested in them, they'll also be listed on my Poshmark, as well as my other arts. I only have, I think, two or three left as far as my other art. So, you better get in where you fit in. But yeah, I've been drawing, doodling, chilling lately. Hopefully this congestion goes away. I'm super excited to be going on a little mini vacay. Super duper excited. Because it's like the most I've done since my transplant situation. So, I mean, I went to the King of Prussia, which is a pretty decent mall. I've also been swimming. But it wasn't really, it was entirely too hot to like enjoy myself. It was like uncomfortable. But yeah, this is just a little update. I wanted to get all of that off my chest. I tried to shoot a YouTube video, but I looked like a greasy piece of chicken fresh out the fryer. So I was like, nah, I'm not even gonna post this. Ew, you hear my sniffles, y'all? I got a new planner. I can't wait to use it. But anyway, I will tune into you guys next week, maybe even next. No, I'm just gonna say, I will get back with you guys soon. I don't know when. I'm not gonna give you guys a date, because every time I give you guys a date, I never post on that date. So I will see you when I see you, or you'll hear me when we hear. Thank you for tuning into this rant. This one really has no topic, because it was literally all over the place. It was literally like talking to me on the phone. I hope you loved it, because I did. I got everything off my chest. Okay, no, but for real. Thank you guys. Bye.